Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Our collective reliance on energy to support our lives and our industries has driven an unending search for new, low-cost, and accessible sources across the entire planet. The vast oceans of the world hold great potential to meet our energy needs, especially as land-based fossil fuels become harder to find and exploit, and as concern for global warming begins to drive more forceful movement toward renewable energy use. There are three factors that currently constrain us from using ocean energy to meet our needs. First is the lack of investment in researching new energy sources and technologies. Costs of developing and then utilizing these new technologies are prohibitive. Investors cannot be assured of returns on investment for small-scale experimental projects, but larger-scale, economically viable projects cannot be developed without the small-scale prototypes. Few governments are progressive enough to sufficiently subsidize research and development in ocean energy technologies, and the few stalwart private sector companies who have embarked on the exploratory trail are understandably not willing to share their trade secrets with other companies or with government energy agencies. The solution thus lies in strong public-private partnerships. The second obstacle is insufficient education of the public at large. For too long, the people of the developed world have taken energy for granted. It's only in times of high energy costs, particularly rising costs at the fuel pump or on home heating bills, that the public is even conscious of the fact that supplying energy is a costly and sometimes unpredictable endeavor. The sudden surge of interest in the effects of global warming and increasing geopolitical tensions among oil-supplying and oil-consuming countries has opened many people's minds to considerations of new sources of energy, as well as to issues of energy conservation. But even those open minds have had difficulty accessing good information about the costs and benefits of ocean energy. Public education and outreach that is based on the best available science and uninfluenced by vested economic interests or political ones is a top priority. The last constraint is related to the first two. The public sector must find ways to increase incentives for the private sector to research and develop cost-effective and environmentally sensitive ocean energy ventures. And in order for that to happen, there needs to be political will. Political will built on the realization of ocean energy potential, and political will driven by the demands of an increasingly educated and informed public. Such political will cannot blossom if politicians continue to yield to the enormous political pressure being brought to bear upon them by lobbyists and the spokespersons of conventional energy corporations. Indeed, those very corporations must go beyond lip service and facile advertising to serious development of alternatives as a function of good business and financial sustainability. The good news is that the public is finally awakening to the reality of global warming as signaled by scientific research for the past decade and longer. The recent award of the Nobel Prize to Al Gore and the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change for their work to this end is encouraging. But the public must also understand the true relationship between greenhouse gases, global warming, and the ocean. In order to solve these specific problems, we must address the larger challenge of an ocean threatened by many other behaviors that will not only affect the consequences envisioned by Gore and his colleagues, but also such other essentials as fresh water, food, public health, and the many other contributions of a healthy and sustained ocean to human survival. We will continue to explore these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.